Welcome to AMA Edgewise. I'm Dave Summers. AMA Edgewise is brought to you by the American Management Association. Rod Collins is the Director of Innovation at Optimity Advisors, a national management consulting firm and a leading expert on the next generation of business management. He's the author of Wiki Management, a revolutionary new model for a rapidly changing and collaborative world. This book is published by AMACOM, a division of the American Management Association. Rod, welcome to Edgewise today.
Great to be here.
Just going to jump into the questions. What is wiki management and why is it important for today's managers?
Sure. Wiki management is an innovative management model that is designed to handle today's manager's most pressing problem. And that problem is this. The world is changing much faster than their organizations. Wiki management is a management model designed for a post-digital world, a world in which networks are far more effective than hierarchies. Traditional management assumes the best way to organize large numbers of people is to arrange them in top-down hierarchies. That worked well in the 20th century when things moved slower. But today, with today's fast-forward world, the best way to organize large numbers of people is to organize them in networks rather than hierarchies. And the companies that follow wiki management do exactly that. It's important to managers because if they're going to handle this most pressing problem, they're going to have to make the transition from leading hierarchies to leading networks if they're to have any hope of having their organizations changing as fast as the world around them.
So how do companies who practice wiki management behave differently, and why does it make a difference?
The big way they behave differently is companies using the wiki management model are designed for innovation. And this is something that traditional management is designed not to do. Very difficult to innovate in a traditional organization because you need so many approvals. As a matter of fact, the single greatest obstacle to innovation is the chain of command that is the basic foundation of hierarchical management. When you design your organization as a network, people are held accountable not just to single supervisors, but to many of the people that they work with. And wiki management organizations have processes in place where they can hold people accountable to peers. Now, what happens when you set up a peer-based network, you're driving a lot of conversations. Think Google. Anybody who saw the movie The Internship could see that Google is a very different company from probably where they work. There's people are stumbling over each other. There's lots of interaction. There's opportunities for serendipity and emergence. Those are two management concepts that become critical in the 21st century that were non-existent in traditional hierarchical management. They're not interested in serendipity, and they don't know what emergence is. They just want you to follow a plan. When you're designed for innovation, the direction often emerges from the conversations of knowledge workers, and these companies are designed to leverage their collective intelligence rather than the individual intelligence of the top people in the organization. Innovation is important because it is the way you keep up with a fast-changing world. The business issues today aren't how do we improve old models. It's how do we continually create new models, and new models keep replacing other new models. And those are the challenges that businesses face today, and that's why it makes a difference, again, keeping up with the pace of change.
Okay, so in the book, you mention that if companies want to adopt the disciplines of wiki management, they need to reset the three M's. What does that mean?
Okay, the three M's are managers, meetings, and measures. And if you think about it, walk into any workplace, Monday through Friday, 9 to 5, 8 to 6, whatever the hours are, and you follow somebody around for a day, you're going to find out that everything they do falls into these, what I call, buckets of three M's. They're interacting with managers, they're in continual meetings, and they're very focused on how they're going to be measured because that's what affects their paychecks. And so these are three basic dimensions of day-to-day work life. If we're going to shift from managing hierarchies to managing networks, we have to re-engineer and reshape these three M's. And we do it as follows. We reset the managers by shifting their role from being bosses to being catalysts and facilitators. The manager's job is no longer to set the direction. The manager's job is to make sure the direction is set. The world is moving so fast, no single individual can process everything happening in real time. And so the real skill managers need is they have to have the ability to quickly collate the collective intelligence of all the people working with them. Nobody really is smarter than everybody. And so when managers have to facilitate the aggregating and the leveraging of collective intelligence, they are more likely to tap into the direction that the company needs to go forward. We reset the meetings. This is very important, by shifting them from dysfunctional debates to highly functional dialogues. I think the meeting is the most dysfunctional activity that happens in traditional organizations because they tend to meet in only one way, and that's the committee-style meeting where we sit around a table and we argue and debate. And most organizations, as far as I'm concerned, their processing of human information is entirely primitive. The theory is we'll argue back and forth, and whichever idea survives, that's the one we go to. Debating takes too long, you can't move fast enough, and debating gives you less than the best ideas. When you reset the meetings, you stop the debate, you use different facilitative techniques to collate the information, and the idea isn't who has the best idea. The idea is let's get the best elements from all the different perspectives and create the best idea that none of us could come up with by ourselves. And we need to do that quickly. That's what you need to do in resetting the meetings. Finally, the third one is resetting the measures. I think it is a tried and true axiom that will continue as we go forward that you get what you measure. Collaboration is the flip side of innovation. So if you want to be designed for innovation, you have to measure for collaboration. And right now, most of the measurement systems are focused on individual tasks. And workers have the feeling, as long as I do my task, I get paid. Well, there's no connection with that mentality towards whether customers get a value or not. When you measure for collaboration, you want to design your measures so that are we all delivering values to customers? Because that's what keeps companies going in the long run. When we focus on delivering customer value, then we set up a structure where people realize, well, I have to make sure that we're all working together and I have to be invested in others' success as well as my own success if we are ultimately going to deliver value to customers. And that's the essence of resetting the measures.
Okay, Rod, you convinced me. However, if wiki management is so much more effective for handling the challenges of this rapidly changing world, why aren't more companies embracing this new model? What's holding them back?
That is a great question. What's holding them back is power. When you shift from a hierarchy to a network, you shift the locus of power. In hierarchies, power comes from being in charge. In networks, power comes from being connected. Companies that have long histories of traditional management, the people at the top have long histories of exercising power by being in charge. They have no experience, for the most part, in how to exercise power by being connected. And this is a big shift because the fundamental dynamic of power by being in charge is being in control. And control is probably the dominant value of leaders inside traditional organizations. Not so for leaders inside networks. They are not focused on exercising personal control. They are more interested that their organizations are operating under control, and that's an entirely different dimension. And those who understand the principles of wiki management and the power of networks realize that they will derive greater power for both themselves and the organization by focusing on connections and then leveraging the collective intelligence of everyone around and focusing on that to move the company forward. This is a radical mindset shift. I think companies hesitate to make the change because leaders think, well, if I give up my power to be in charge, then I may wind up losing my value and my position in the company. And that's a little bit scary. The irony is, when this shift is made, leaders actually become more powerful, rather than less powerful, because they're driving better results in the marketplace. And better results there are in the marketplace, quite frankly, the better their position and their compensation inside this new structure.
We're the American Management Association, and I would have to say our noble cause is helping out new managers and middle managers. You know, within the context of being a new manager or a middle manager, I mean, how will they benefit? I mean, practically benefit from reading this book?
This book is written primarily for the middle manager, because I think today the middle manager has an unprecedented challenge that no generation of managers has ever had before, and that is they are at the forefront of navigating between two worlds. And I think whether some traditional companies survive or don't survive will probably be dependent upon the capacity of the middle managers. Now, when I say navigating between two worlds, this is what I mean. These middle managers are seeing a whole generation of younger workers coming in who think very differently. Younger workers have no concept of hierarchy. They have been born and raised into a hyper-connected world. You can look at your own kids. They're using iPhones at 2-3 years of age. It's all intuitive to them. That's what I mean by raised in a hyper-connected world. Yet at the same time, these managers are reporting to the C-suite, and I saw a recent statistic out of CEO.com that 70% of CEOs don't have one social media account, which means those CEOs are out of touch with the most significant economic transformation since the Industrial Revolution. The middle managers are caught between these two worlds. They are the ones who are going to have to bridge these worlds if their companies are going to successfully evolve from 20th century thinking to 21st century success. What Wiki Management does is it outlines 50 specific behavioral practices, every one of which has been used by a real company successfully. And they can pick and choose among the 50 to find perhaps the 10 or 12 that they may be able to use to handle this unprecedented challenge of navigating between these two worlds that works best for both them as well as for their companies.
Now, Rod, you didn't just come up with this idea in the shower, I'm sure, and just decide, I'm going to write a book on Wiki Management. The fact is, you've lived through a lot of this stuff. I mean, what caused you to embrace this model, and what key lessons did you personally learn from it?
I came to this challenge in the mid-1990s. I used to be with the Blue Cross Blue Shield Federal Employee Program, and in 1997, I was asked to take over the operations. And at the time, we had sustained two decades of relatively low growth, low performance, and the challenge was we needed to turn it around. Now, what's interesting about the Blue Cross Blue Shield Federal Employee Program is that it's a business alliance. And the best analogy I've ever heard is from a consultant who worked with us who says, oh, you're just like the National Football League. Each of the teams in the NFL are independent companies, yet they're delivering a seamless product under a commissioner's office. Blue Cross Blue Shield Federal Employee Program is a business alliance of the 39 separate Blue Cross Blue Shield plans. And I was in what was called the FEP Director's Office, and we were like the commissioner's office. And so when we looked and said we need to do things differently, one of our observations was, well, maybe it's the way we manage that's the problem. Because we were managing as if this was a top-down hierarchical structure, giving out directives, and the different organizations weren't necessarily following, and we were arguing with them, we're in charge, you should follow us. We said, maybe that's the problem. Maybe what we need to do is to learn how to manage by collaboration. And so we knew what not to do and experimented and tried different things. And in the process, we wound up resetting the three M's. We shifted our role as leaders from being, quote, bosses and directors to being a catalyst and facilitators. We transformed our meetings, and that was probably the most powerful thing we did, because we came up with a meeting format that's described in the book, and some of the practices come from that, in which we learned how to aggregate and leverage our own collective intelligence, and we discovered looking backwards that we had this incredibly untapped resource that we didn't even know existed. And once we were able to tap into it, it was the prime driver for our turning this business around. And between 2002 and 2007, we had the highest five-year growth period in the 53-year history of the business. And, you know, we also wound up changing the measures as well, and the whole focus became on collaboration. So some of these practices we learned through experimentation, and some of them are outlined in the book.
Okay, and just to wrap up here, you mentioned there were 50 practices, and obviously that's a mini-series on the Discovery Channel. Are there one or two of these practices that you'd like to call out right now as perhaps being highly effective and maybe even easy for any manager to put in place?
There is one that stands out for me. It's called the Four Top Performance Drivers, and it stands out for a couple of reasons. Number one, we mentioned at the beginning of our interview, the biggest challenge facing businesses today is the world is moving much faster than their organizations. So moving fast is really critical. If you can't do that, all else is going to fall by the wayside. And one of the ways you move fast is to have focus. If we have a focus across an entire organization where everybody understands what are the most important things, they are more likely to make the connections between what they do and what delivers success to a company. If a company knows what are the four top drivers of its performance, it has a great advantage. Most business leaders are focused on what I call outcome measures, things like profit, market share, things that make Wall Street happy. But the problem with those measures are they're like scores in a sporting event. When the game is over, the game is over. There's nothing you can do with them. The trick for managers is to find out what are the four most important leading indicators. And once we know those, we should broadcast them all over the place so everybody understands them. Everybody sees the measures constantly. And the value of that in a fast-changing world is if I have a leading indicator that's going negative, it may not mean bad performance. It may mean the world is changing. And one of the key questions that business leaders have to handle today that didn't have to happen two or three decades ago is when things go wrong, do I correct or do I adapt? 30 years ago, if things went wrong, you just corrected. Today, the world could be changing. And so knowing your leading indicators and having everybody understand that keeps a continual conversation going about how do we keep this business moving as fast as the world around us.
We've been speaking to Rod Collins. He's author of Wiki Management, a revolutionary new model for a rapidly changing and collaborative world. Rod, thanks a lot for your time today.
Thank you.
We have a special gift for our loyal Edgewise listeners, a free copy of an ebook entitled AMA Business Bootcamp. In it, we have assembled the most critical must-have skills for managers and leaders. To download your copy, simply visit our website, amanet.org/bootcamp. That's amanet.org/BOOTCAMP. This free download will now be available until December 31st, 2013, so get your copy now.
Here at the AMA, we value your feedback. If you've ever attended any of our webcasts, webinars, or seminars, you've no doubt encountered our feedback surveys. Well, our podcasts are no different. You can either email us at podcast@amanet.org or call 800-697-3406. Your comments may become part of a future program. Thanks for taking us along. I'm Dave Summers, and you've been listening to AMA's Edgewise.